Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park recently announced the lineup for its 2015-2016 season, which includes world premiere comedies, beloved dramas, inspirational and provocative new plays, a musical review, and the return of one of the most popular shows in Playhouse history. Joining us to preview the 56th season at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park is Artistic Director Blake Robison. Blake, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
In looking at this list, I was really impressed with a variety of plays that are coming up in the 2015-2016 season. Now, this will be your fourth year as artistic director. So how does this compare to the previous seasons?
Well, you know, I think a great theater season should be entertaining, emotionally rich, occasionally provocative, and most importantly, inspirational. And the collection of plays and musicals we've put together for the coming year does all of that.
It sounds like it is going to do all that. Yes, indeed. You've got two world premiere comedies that are coming up in the new season. Tell me about those.
The first one is a new script that we commissioned from one of our favorite playwrights, a woman named Karen Zacharias. She wrote a play called The Book Club Play that we did a few years ago, turned into a huge hit for us, and her new play is a comedy called Native Gardens. It's about two families who get into a turf war over 2 feet of disputed territory in their backyards. One family is an older couple who've lived there for decades. A young, upwardly mobile Latino couple moves in next door, and they want to tear their garden apart and put in a native garden, as opposed to the beautiful English-style manicured one that the neighbors have. Now, how many of us haven't had some kind of friendly or perhaps less than friendly disputes with the next door neighbor? That's a very, very fun comedy. The other world premiere is a new play by a very exciting young playwright named Lauren Gunderson. It's called The Revolutionists. It concerns four real life women who were being held in prison during the French Revolution. Amongst them, Marie Antoinette, Charlotte Corday, who assassinated Jean-Paul Marat in the bathtub, just like the famous painting shows. And this is a fun, contemporary, sassy comedy. Lauren describes it as a girl power comedy. So it's very much about these women trying to assert their independence in a very, very tough environment. So those are great new comedies that will be featured in each of the two spaces, Native Gardens in the larger Marx Theater and Revolutionists in the Shelter House.
Now you've also got two shows that are based on classic novels, don't you?
Absolutely. Our two big blockbuster shows in the Marx Theater this year, a sweeping musical version of The Secret Garden. This was a huge hit on Broadway a number of years ago. It, of course, is based on the beloved novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett, book and lyrics by Marcia Norman, music by Lucy Simon. Generations of people have enjoyed The Secret Garden and shared it with their family members. And that's what they'll have the opportunity to do when they come see this big Broadway-style musical. The other one in the spring will be a grand adaptation of Harper Lee's classic To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
Absolutely. And
that's ambitious.
As many people know, there's now this second novel by Harper Lee coming out, this kind of recently unearthed prequel, or I guess it's a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird. So I think there's going to be all kinds of newfound interest in that. And well, what a great story, a classic story. It's always a good time to go back to those tales which are a cornerstone to our shared cultural history.
As a fan of the game of baseball and the history that surrounds the sport, this one caught my eye. Satchel Paige and the Kansas City Swing.
Absolutely.
Tell us the story behind that.
Well, if you're not a huge baseball fan like we are, I suppose, what you need to know is that Satchel Paige was a star of the old Negro Leagues, and this play is set in 1947, where Satchel Paige is king of baseball, widely acknowledged as the most talented player on the planet, but of course the black players and white players were only starting to play together then. It's 1947. Jackie Robinson has just had his breakthrough season. And two teams, one from the Negro Leagues and one from the majors, come together. And they used to play exhibition games over the summer. So that, in fact, the black and the white players knew each other quite well, and they would tour around together. This play is set in a boarding house where all of those players are forced to spend the night together because of bad weather. And Satchel has to confront some of the obstacles that have been coming up against, certainly in the face of the fame that he wishes he had, that Jackie Robinson is achieving, and some of the cultural issues and kind of racial tensions that are inherent in that time period. A really fascinating new play by the creators of Fly, one of our big hits from the last couple of years. Ricardo Khan and Trey Ellis have put this together. It should be a fantastic way to close the Marx Theater season in April and May.
Now, I was also excited to see that one of my favorites is going to be back. A Christmas Carol is going to open in late November And this is what, the 11th season for the actor who plays Scrooge and the 23rd season for the director?
Exactly. Bruce Cromer will be back. Such a fantastic actor, one of our real local treasures, and he'll be leading a cast filled with Cincinnati actors and a few guests from out of town. That is the marquee family event of the season for the Playhouse. And I like to think of our season as embracing several opportunities for people to share the joys of live theater with the younger people in their lives. So between Secret Garden and Christmas Carol in the middle of the season, and then To Kill a Mockingbird in the spring, there are multiple opportunities for you to bring kids and teens to have a live theater experience. Get them away from the screens for a little while and put them in a room with real live actors, and there's nothing else like it.
Now, Laura Eason's provocative and funny play, Sex with Strangers, is also part of the lineup, and that's a look at what happens when high-tech meets traditional, right? In this case, it's a blogger and a novelist.
That's right. It certainly has the most provocative title of any of the shows, but it's not really that juicy. As you say, the play is about two writers of different generations who have this extraordinary personal attraction.
It's a relationship play.
It's a relationship play, and the wedge issue between them is that they have very different publishing careers. One is an internet superstar blogger. The other is an underappreciated traditional novelist who hasn't gotten a break, and each one envies the other's career. The young guy wants some literary recognition. The woman would like to have a little bit of commercial success later in life. And those different desires come packaged together with their personal desire for one another. Very fascinating relationship and issue play.
Now, you've got Lowdown Dirty Blues that starts in November. Describe that to us.
That is a musical review that focuses, as the title says, on the blues. In this case, early Chicago-style blues, Howlin' Wolf, stuff like that. We're bringing together some of the best blues musicians in the country. Our own old friend Randy Mylar directs and kind of puts the show together for us. It's a great way to bridge the gap from Thanksgiving all the way through the holidays. That'll be our other musical in addition to Secret Garden.
Now, you've got a play set in Ohio, Mad River Rising, and this sounds like it's compelling.
I just love this play. This is one of my personal favorites in the season. Mad River Rising tells the story of an 85-year-old man who escapes from his nursing home and is found hiding out in the hayloft of the old family barn the weekend before it's supposed to go to auction. It takes place in the present, but there are flashbacks to his youth. He was growing up in Ohio during the Great Flood of 1937. And so as he starts to experience all the different parts of his life, we get into issues of legacy, generation, urban versus rural. His grandchildren show up to try to get him, coax him back into the nursing home, but of course he refuses to go because he wants to save the land and do the right thing and try to pass it on to another generation who don't seem as appreciative of those values as he is. We'll also have special permission from the wonderful singer-songwriter, Anais Mitchell, to use her music as underscoring and part of the fabric of the story. So it's a very, very exciting piece in the Marx Theater in October and November.
And Mother and Sons opens in March next year.
That's right. That'll be in the Shelter House space. Mothers and Sons is the most recent play by the great American writer Terrence McNally, who has a whole string of hits and Broadway shows. Mothers and Sons is about a same-sex couple, two men who have a young child together, and into their lives comes the mother of one of their ex-lovers to get some answers and reconcile some old business. So it's a very topical play. One of the things I most like about it is that wherever you fall on that particular issue, and it's very much in the news these days, there is a character in this play who is articulating your point of view. And I think it's balanced and lovely in that way and shed some light on things that are happening all around us, all over the country right now.
And the comedy Bad Dates, that's coming up at the end of the 2015-2016 season. That's been one of the most popular shows in Playhouse history. What makes it so captivating?
Well, I think it's a fun show, and it's about a woman who is just trying to get back into the dating world. So, like this fall's hit, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti at the Playhouse. You know, there's a comedy there. I think people can relate to it. Those of us who are still, thank God not me, but those of us who are still like out there trying to find the right partner. It's also written by Teresa Rebeck, who is hands down Cincinnati's most accomplished and famous playwright. This is a 10th anniversary production for us. The original original production was in the larger Marx Theater and, as you said, became one of the Playhouse's all-time greatest hits. So every once in a while, we want to pull an oldie but goodie back, put a fresh face on it, and allow a new generation of people to enjoy it.
Blake, thanks for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
Blake Robinson, artistic director at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. The 56th season at the Playhouse starts September 5th with a performance of The Secret Garden. Information on the complete upcoming season can be found on our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.